Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It should be noted that somebody on our social media team, Social Media Reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, tagged hosts. And it's a picture of a shoe with tape on it.
Oh, no.
And you guys can check this out at 92.3TheFan on Twitter.
It kind of looks like a bowling shoe almost.
So it's guess the host. Now, the amount of people
that are guessing you is probably pretty wild.
That's the early favorite, and I get it.
I know who it is,
and I actually do have a hole in my shoe right now, which does not have tape on it.
Judging by the pants, I know who it is, but I'm really happy that no one's going to guess me in this.
Coltrane saying Daryl Ryder, but he spelled Ryder wrong. Jackson saying Nicholas Wilson is the culprit. Paul saying Phelps. And then Lucky just sending, can we get a GoFundMe started? So send in your guest submissions there about whose janky shoes those are.
Put tape over the hole.
I will say, I've got a hole in my shoe, so it could be me. It could also not be me.
Would you ever put tape over a hole?
Look at me. Of course I would.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Probably. Yeah, I can't think of like a specific pair of shoes, but like
I draw a line at tape over the hole.
I've got these
That becomes my lawn shoes, I'll say that.
So my New Balance that have the hole in the big toe are just good walking around shoes, man. They're just comfortable. So they're here to stay. I did not remember today because I have new Balance shoes because I'm a dad. And I didn't remember to put the proper shoes on,
Wearing bad shoes today?
Oh, well, I'm wearing the holy shoes, yeah.
Oh, they have a hole in them?
Yeah.
So we could have they definitely do have a hole.
They do, right there.
So is the big offense not having the hole in your shoe? It's putting the tape over the hole on the shoe.
I don't think it's an offense. I think that person made a tactical decision, and I support their tactical decision.
I mean, you're just drawing attention to it if you put a piece of tape over it, are you not?
And Keith actually had the best point. They should have just put a piece of tape on the other shoe so it looks like that's like a style thing.
Or at least like a piece of black tape. The shoe is black. You put black tape over it, no one's going to really pay that much attention, are they?
Yeah, you're right. I don't think anyone would notice.
I mean, this is way more than I've ever thought to put a piece of tape or anything with a hole in the shoe. I get a hole in the shoe, I'm done with the shoe.
So we want your guesses. Send them on in. But big weekend for the Gardos. They took the first three games of the Detroit Tigers series, which we loved. It was a great weekend for Guardians baseball. Even with yesterday, I mean, Ohtani led the damn game off, whatever. I have to say this, and I promise you, I don't think this is nitpicking. What in the hell was that lineup they sent out there on Sunday against Tarek Skubal?
Well, we're facing the best pitcher in baseball right now, and we're gonna go ahead and throw out that. It's a Sunday getaway lineup is what it is. I get it. They've played, leading into this, they'd played the previous 10 days. And then you got the Dodgers coming up in an all-important series as well. It's a classic. We're resting a lot of guys because it's a Sunday lineup in baseball.
You have a chance at a sweep, though.
I get it. And a chance against Scoople, too. A guy that we've historically in playoff games done particularly well against. I understand your thought process. I just think it was a lot of games. It's a Sunday getaway. It's a Sunday lineup. And that's just kind of what they're going for.
I totally get the logic of this, which is it's one of 162. And even if putting these guys out there greatly diminishes our chances of winning this game, we're trying to play the odds here. And because they're all major league hitters, you still feel like you give yourself a chance. Here is your 6-9.
Okay.
John Kensie in right field. My
Oh, your brother.
My nephew, Will Wilson.
Yeah.
Austin Hedges.
Who, by the way, had the hit to break up the Scooble no-hitter.
And then Nolan Jones in left field.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're giving away four outs every turn through the lineup.
I'd rather you do that the next game. I'd rather the Dodgers? I'd rather the Memorial Day game be the one that you just kind of go, it's the Dodgers. We got to get a rest in because this was a divisional game. And, I mean, it looks like you're running from Tarik Skubal.
So, but the Memorial Day game, and they didn't know this at the time, but I do think it would have played into it. I mean, that was your third sellout the Guardians had this season. Mm-hmm. You have a packed house. You're in front of your home fans. I'm not giving that one away.
It's an interleague game.
It's
an interleague game. It will
Ohtani's
not matter.
In town. Yamamoto's on the mound. I'm not giving that one away.
Yeah, well, you gave it away because they beat your butt. With by the way, your A lineup in there, who you sacrificed from the game pre. Like, if we had said, would you rather have sacrificed game one of a three-game set against the Dodgers or the fourth game of a potential sweep against the Tigers, I would rather have given myself a better chance on Sunday and given myself a slightly... And maybe that's because I... you know what? It bugged me at the time. It really did. I don't love the idea of you're running from Scooble. That's a psychological thing that I think... I don't love the message that it sends to that clubhouse to win.
Do you think they would have done this if it was against... Because I think they would have done this lineup even if it was Scooble or if it was anybody else in their rotation.
You mean like Mize or somebody? Yeah.
Anybody.
I think they planned this from the start.
I think they were doing the traditional Sunday day off that you do in baseball sometimes.
But I just don't love it specific to you can get the sweep and you got to give your lineup a chance against Scooble.
And like, the Tigers will be in the Central.
Maybe if it was against Mize or Job or literally any one of their starters, I probably wouldn't have cared as much because none of their starters are as good as Scooble is. But here is the quintessential ace, maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now. It's a Sunday game. You got a chance for a sweep. And your 6-9 gave you no chance, even though Will Wilson, nephew Will, did break up the no-no.
He did.
Oh, that's, man, it pissed me off.
It was a nice double.
And again, I know this logic is, and the Guardians have benefited from using
this logic. My father-in-law literally said, where the hell did we get that guy from when he hit it?
Will Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should say
he's been up for like a week and a half now.
You should say the minor league Rule 5 draft.
I think I joked about him being your cousin or something like that, and then we moved on.
That is the, you really got one when it's the minor league Rule 5 draft, not even the major league.
I think he believed for a brief second he actually was your cousin, though, so that it didn't go very well. He's like, really? I'm like, no, he's not really his cousin.
Okay, who's hurting whose stock more? Me by my association with Will Wilson or Will Wilson by association with me?
I think it's very believable that you could be related to Will Wilson, though.
Uh-huh.
Just if no one knew any other priors attached to it except that, like, you just, you know, you're a local kid doing radio here.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we believe that. If somebody's like, yo, yeah, Russell Wilson's his cousin, it's an instant no, you're just lying to me now.
Why is that?
Will Wilson? Because Russell Wilson, we would have figured that out in the time that he's been famous.
I didn't know if there was, like, another reason.
No. I'm going to let you bury yourself out of that one.
No, I'm just wondering the potential reasons that it could be that Russell and I would not be kin. Yeah. I didn't
know
if
my
you
head's
had
at?
One.
I didn't even think about those type of things. Yeah. That's just not how my brain goes.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
How about that?
216-474-0092.
How about that?
Man, it really pissed me off. And okay, grand scheme of things, I'll forget about this. But I just want to know if anybody else out there had a problem with the lineup they threw out there against Scooble with a chance to sweep on Sunday. I understand why they do this kind of stuff. I understand it's more commonplace. But in that game, when you have a chance to sweep the division-leading Tigers, and listen, yeah, uphill battle because Scooble's on the bump, even more of a reason. If you want to give Kwan the day off, fine. Give Kwan the day off. Did you have to give everybody else good the day off too, other than Hosey? I mean, just food for thought, but want to hear from you guys on that one. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got John Fanta at 4. He wants to talk a little Gardos baseball. We'll get into the quarterback derby as OTAs begin for the Cleveland Browns as well. Albert Breer joins us at 5:20 today, and we're going to see where his expectations are for the Browns, see if the Chris Olave trade's still on the table, and got to figure out the playoff seeding proposal and why it was pulled from voting last Wednesday, as that could have had a big impact on the playoffs this next year. I'll out with Albert at 5:20, but 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, did you have a problem with the Guardians punting on the Sunday game? It still does not sit right with me 2 days later. And we are at the point where this becomes an obvious conversation for the Guardians. It's also a point where maybe you shouldn't plant your flag on this team just yet. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think the beauty about the AL, and maybe this Guardians team to this point, is I understand the want to say they're a wild card team, they're a 500 team, they're a sub-500 team, they're a contender. The beauty of this, where this thing is I don't think you have to make that consideration yet.
Well, I also don't think this is anywhere close to the final product. Like you mentioned Sunday and how you're upset with the lineup that was trotted out there. And in many ways, you got a right to be upset with that. But it's a traditional Sunday, let's rest some guys lineup. The problem with that is what that exposes is that we don't have much depth on this team at all. Like if you're resting Kwan, if you're resting some of the other guys, all of a sudden it doesn't look as good. But I think Kafis is going to get it up here very shortly. I think DeLauder's not too far behind him. And all of a sudden you bring Bieber in the mix. And like this team is just going to slowly but surely start to look a little bit different. David Fry's coming up shortly. Like all sorts of guys are coming back. And I just think this team is going to look very different, let's say a couple weeks from now, even a month from now, than what it does right now.
If we think back to, I'm trying to think, like I know 2022 was this way, where Oscar Gonzalez came up this time of year. I'm trying to think of the other guys. If you look at the opening day of that, Bobby Bradley was at first base that year.
Night and day, the difference in the opening day roster.
I mean, even Kwan, I think that was his rookie year, so we didn't have high expectations for Steven, and look what he's become. So I agree with you. Like, and by the way, even then, this thing's just going to continue to evolve. And like, I think if you want to say, well, the team doesn't have an identity, that's okay. I still think it's there. It just hasn't showcased itself. That's not something I'm worrying about 50 games into the season.
No, I just think the room for them to get better is it exists. And anyways, if you take the stats in the totality, you can see why there'd be a lot of things that would maybe be a little disconcerting, right? 23rd in slugging percentage, 25th in on base percentage, 25th in batting average, and then you go to the starter stats, and it's not that much better. But this team's got a lot of room to get better, and as of right now, they're still the fourth best record in baseball.
So, American League. So to what you're saying, we're at the point where you just have to win. Right?
Yeah.
Just whatever, win as many series as you can, just keep stacking it together. And the idea is the more you play together, the more you work on things, especially if you've got talent. When in that starting lineup or in that starting rotation, they have talent.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, Luis Ortiz, and Ciccone, those are four legitimate guys who can do it. And even Logan Allen's a legitimate guy. I think he's just a back end of the rotation guy. I think that's just who he is at this point.
Yeah.
You've got five legitimate starters right now, and you already lost one of your guys.
And again, so you're like, getting more people back too. You're going to get Bieber. You'll have Means. You're getting guys that are coming.
And I just think if you just want to look at that, I think there's a little bit of protecting our own feelings and expectations. If coming off this weekend, you want to say, I just don't see a playoff team. Because I guess playoff team is, one, it's specific to each year. Like maybe 3 years ago, yeah, this isn't a playoff team in that American League. It's a pretty mid-American League right now. Don't the Guardians have like the third best record in baseball right now or something close to it?
I think I said the fourth.
In the AL. Yeah. That's right where you need to be. And so, like, to get back to that point, I feel like if you're going, I just don't see the playoffs, okay, but why put that label there now.
No, the playoffs are definitely on the table. And what tells you that this is a playoff team is stretches like the one they're going through right now. You start in that series against Minnesota, and yes, it was shortened because of the rain delays and everything else attached to it, but you split the Minnesota series. You take 3 out of 4 against Detroit. We'll see what happens here in the rest of the series against the Dodgers, but like this is a murderer's row part of the schedule. Like, I got it. A lot of people are upset with the Guardians in the first 30 games because they did have the easiest schedule in all of baseball. They were winning games, but they were playing, it was a cupcake schedule. This is the meat of it. Like, this is the hard stuff. And they're not only showcasing that they can win these games, they're hanging tough with some of the best teams in baseball.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's always weird to me when you get to a part of the schedule and people go, oh, well, you haven't played anybody. Who cares? Have you won? Have you taken care? Because here's the point. If it probably is best in baseball if you start with a lighter schedule, because it takes a while to work things out.
And they did. It was a lighter schedule to begin
with. But, like, I think we're now, like, to me, where I think a lot of people go after Memorial Day, I want to define what this team is. There's 20 teams in baseball right now. I don't think you can define what they are. And I want to say, I think Fangraphs put 11 of the 15 teams in the AL have
higher than a 20% playoff projection.
Yeah. And I would, like, okay. Yeah, it's going to be creative.
But what that tells you, though,
competitive.
What that tells you is that they have no idea either. Like right now, their projections are all over the place because the American League is really hard to figure out who exactly is that top tier and who isn't. We'll probably end up with somewhere in the middle, and there's going to be some teams that make the playoffs that a lot of years wouldn't make the playoffs, and that's okay.
Well, I heard somebody, I think they're calling him Baskin and Phelps, talking about the differential, and it's like they're minus 16. They're not. You look around, I mean, the White Sox are minus 51.
Yeah.
Like, you look around, even Kansas City's minus 1. Texas, minus 12.
Are we having,
like,
some hot diff conversations?
I think the Cavs have ruined the diff conversation for everybody else because it's like, but it's 53 games of baseball. If we're talking diff 53, the Pythagorean theorem. I'm like, okay, that's something we look at, in my opinion. You look at that in, like, July. Right.
Baseball people love it. They do. They love the diff. Not as much as basketball people, apparently, but that's on a game-by-game basis for basketball people.
Or the Cavs organization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly. So I do think there are little things that you can read into within that, but it's not the everything. That's the point. And none of that is the everything. And we've seen, how many games have we seen the Guardians have 11-1 games or 10-1 games or something like that this year? It throws that all out of whack.
It's funny. I think we've forgotten this. This is a typical Tito kind of year, where they just keep their head above water until some point in June. And now you can say the opposite of this as well, so I shouldn't just be presenting one side of this. I mean, we're one bad week away from them being the fourth seed in this division and being on the outside looking in the wild card, and you're one more great week from being like the top of this division and having one of the two best records in the American League.
I mean, think about it. That 5-game losing streak that they went on, that had the end of the Milwaukee series into the Reds sweep and then the start of the Twins series, that could have been a real downward slope for them, especially entering the teams that they're playing right now, and they've been playing over the past week and change, and they rallied behind that. Like they were, there was some perseverance attached to this team.
I think this start and people's reaction to it proves that the best thing that can happen to rally the troops is to have success early, no matter what happens late.
Right. People then buy in.
And by the way, the Guardians have had success.
But then it forces them to actually use their reinforcements too, though, is the other part of this. Because now they're thinking about it like, yes, let's bring Kafis up. Let's bring DeWater up. Let's do some of these moves. Let's get in the mix in a little bit. And I'm not saying they need to trade for anybody or like that, because I think trades are going to be hard this year.
Yeah.
Because every team thinks that they're in it this year in the American League. It's going to be really hard to get trades. But they're going to call up some of these other guys in the minors. And like, that's a good thing.
Well, and like even that, like, you traded for Lane last year. Now, last year was a lightning bolt. You were like a 700 team when you traded for Lane Thomas. If you're in the playoff mix, there should be no reason that we don't expect them to at least be active.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I agree with you. Like, it's one thing to just say, well, they just have to play better, right? Well, okay, that can still happen. I think the rotation is right there. I think they had one of the best rotations in baseball in the month of May. I know Gavin had that tater to Ohtani yesterday.
Bullpen's all the way back right now, by the way.
Bullpen's all the way back. Class A's back. But here's the thing. Now, granted, I think your lineup is a step back from where it was last year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The offense isn't as good.
However,
but again, you're getting reinforcements coming.
Well, so you have reinforcements coming, and your rotation is 10 times healthier than it was last year, and that's huge. So if you can match a top five bullpen with a top 10 rotation in baseball or something close to it, that's going to make up a lot of headway for that offense. And oh, by the way, like, Manzardo's hit for power. I know Gabe Arias now officially has the worst OPS of qualifying players for the Guardians. He's hit for power. He's just going through a little rough stretch right now. You're getting power out of Naylor. So there are signs that even the guys that are maybe not playing the best, outside of Noel and Nolan Jones, who just both look lost, even the guys who are kind of on the periphery of your lineup, who aren't doing as good as maybe Hosey and Kwan and some of your better players, yeah, they're still doing, they're giving you signs of hope as well.
Yeah, no, listen, the way this is all set up, like I was pretty convinced this year was going to be a year that just kind of, we just kind of coasted through this season to get us to next year when you brought everybody up and then you really were able to put the lineup the way you wanted it to be. That's kind of what it was signaling to me, and they don't have to do that now. You can make a legitimate run for the postseason. You're in that type of spot that you can make a run for the postseason, and then once you get in the postseason, you're in.
216-474-0092. We are about 50-some games into the season. We're past Memorial Day, so we'll do the first check-in here. I think they're trending towards a playoff team. I think,
for sure.
I really think, like, this team, I still think this team has the best baseball to play ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this makes it different from last year, which has some of the analysis coming out of the woodwork that we're getting right now. I'm pretty confident they're going to be hyper. I'm pretty confident they're going to be competitive, and I think they're going to be in the playoff conversation the rest of the season.
Well, I think it will flip what happened last year up on its head, right? Last year, you start hot out of the gate, and then you just kind of treaded water for the final couple months.
Yep.
But then when the postseason actually got underway, they somehow kicked it into overdrive. This year has a completely different vibe to it. It's like you're just hovering above 500, few games above 500. And I really think once you get some of these other guys up here, that's going to go ahead and kickstart it.
216-474-0092. Are the Guardians a playoff team? Do you think they fall below that or above that?
Do you have a fly there? What happened?
No, Max using sign language to communicate to me, and he just threw numbers to me. And
I was chasing a fly for a second in the studio.
I was like, I don't know what this means, buddy.
I was like, Mr. Miyagi, did you catch it? What happened?
You don't understand. We're not hive mind. It's a Monday of a Tuesday. All right.
It is a Monday of a Tuesday.
Yeah. If you'd done the same thing Thursday, I'd have been like, of course, Max.
Did you do the same thing yesterday that I did? I just kept referring yesterday to Sunday the entire time. And then it threw off everything. So we did things on Saturday, and I was like, oh, yeah, like we did yesterday. And it's like, that was 2 days ago.
Oh, my. The three-day weekend felt like it was like a light year. I don't know what happened in it. I forgot. I did so much this weekend, I've forgotten about things I did this weekend.
That's a lot of things. Why were we so busy this weekend?
I don't know, but it was awesome.
Because I was, too. I did the same. Awesome. I did, like, and I know all I ever want to do in life is just sit down on the couch and watch TV. That's all I ever really want to do in life, and I just kept doing things.
Oh, see, that's all I do. But then when I get a bunch of projects,
yeah.
I'm the happiest man on the planet. So we do have more people guessing about the picture on 92.3 The Fan of the shoe with the tape on it. Mike saying definitely one of the afternoon guys. I don't know why you get lumped in. You're not a hole in the shoe guy.
I'm not, definitely not a hole in the shoe guy.
You actually take pride in your personal appearance.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's not Mike. Come on. We're not the same guy. I know we're silly. We like to joke around. Jonathan has some self-respect. Now, then he did go on to say, I'd have to guess Nick Wilson as he'd put his family's needs/shoes ahead of his own.
Well, that's a nice way to put that.
That's a really good spin. It's not that I'm lazy,
that's a nice way to do
cheap,
that.
Forgetful.
Although that does imply that you can only afford like one or two sets of shoes for your family.
We work in radio.
I know. That's the implication there I don't like.
Yeah, I don't hate it. You know, sets the bar low. I'm just stuttering here. Coach saying, sometimes duct tape and determination are all you need to get through practice. Been there coaching high school ball. So it's saying this is a sign of character, whoever wore these shoes.
Yeah, because it's like, that's it. He just needed to get through practice as if that's, no. He left the house with those taped.
Also, Roberto Shenanigans saying, George Kokinas. Oh, I can make a response, but I wouldn't do that. Brad saying, I could see Daryl doing this. Right? Daryl's taking a lot of shots,
too. Daryl's getting a lot of mentions. Daryl doesn't even come into the studio during these days.
I mean,
Daryl gets a lot of mentions.
I think the front runners, if we just talk about hosts, would be me, Baskin, and Phelps. But then if you go, like, Mitch is a little kooky. This could be Mitch. This could definitely be a Mac thing, even though Mac is very... very vain.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Mac prides himself as a shoe guy now.
Yeah. Oh, God. When did you pick that one up?
He is. He's a shoe guy.
When did you pick that one up?
I think it was like a month ago.
No, a couple years ago.
I think we heard the truth there. 216-474-0092. Whose shoe has the tape on it? Is it me? Is it Daryl? Daryl, really taking a couple shots there. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, JP, the 2026 version of college football, the beautiful video game that returned last year, it's coming out soon. The cover art being released this weekend. Ryan Day, Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Smith, represented from the Ohio State front. Meanwhile, Michigan has Bryce Underwood on the cover, too, despite the youngin' never stepping foot on the field for the school yet. Should Bryce Underwood be on the cover?
Wait, so does each school get their own cover art? Is that what that is?
No. So it's like a crowd now. So you get like a gaggle of college football figures.
Oh,
what was the
cover I saw? It had Jeremiah Smith and it had someone else, too, and an Alabama kid. What was that?
Brian Williams on there?
Yeah, what was that cover?
I think that might just be the basic cover, and then this one is a deluxe edition.
Ah, very good.
We got a lot of covers of this whole thing, don't we?
Yeah, and the deluxe version's like $99. It's
What extra things do you get in the deluxe version outside of the
does your taxes?
It's like TurboTax.
You also get a little bit of NIL.
Yeah.
It's a little break. You get it the weekend early, so you get like an additional 3 days access.
Yeah. $30.
I could see people paying $30 for 3 days access.
Not I.
I could totally see people doing that.
If you could tell me that they'd release it tomorrow, so I could start playing it tomorrow, and that would help fix my, get my fix in, I'd love that for all of summer, but no, not 3 days.
When does it actually come out? Like right before the season starts?
It's like July.
July?
Yeah, July 10th.
You know how many people would pay $30 more for like 2 months extra of access?
Yep.
That's the new wave of all these video games, isn't it? You're going to pay for it's like a pre-release, and you're going to have like a month or 2 months, and you're just going to have it when no one else does.
I was walking the aisles at the local store, and the Madden from last year and college football are now $20 each.
Did you buy it?
No, because I'm going to buy the next one.
You can't be a year behind.
But seriously, Bryce Underwood shouldn't be on the cover, right?
I mean, who do you want on the cover?
Not a kid that hasn't played. It can be literally any of the kids that played last year. You could have Caden Proctor's big ass on there, the tackle for Alabama. And I'd
if you're trying to represent Michigan 2025 football season, at the end of it, you're probably going to say Underwood's the guy.
Yeah, but that's not. See, this is.
It's a lot of projecting,
The history of college football or NCAA was all about who were the big stars the year previously. I like that we're going forward, but like make it Jeremiah Smith. Bryce Underwood does not deserve to be on the cover of something right now with Jeremiah Smith, who might be one of the five greatest freshmen Ohio State's ever had.
No, don't pay for the deluxe edition. We won't have that problem.
I'm not
going
to do it now.
Yeah, there we go. Take that deluxe edition. Omaha! All right, good news around the NBA. Tyrese Halliburton's father has been freed. He's going to be allowed to attend game 4, according to multiple sources. Halliburton, of course, missed 8 games following that confrontation with Giannis. I like this. I like that they finally got there. I'm sure he learned his lesson. I wouldn't send him courtside, but I'm sure he learned his lesson.
Oh, no, I'd put him courtside. I'd get him. I'd
put him in a suite, have him far away.
You understand. Karl Anthony Towns is so much softer than Giannis. I would have Pops Halliburton just chirping at Cat all day long and get him tossed.
Have you heard the what's going viral these days is all these New Yorkers trying to do impressions of Cat?
No.
Have you heard Karl Anthony Towns actually speak?
He has two different voices.
It is something different.
Yeah. He has like this really deep voice, and then he'll just like in a different answer, he'll just go really high up here, but with like a weird New York accent. It's bizarre.
It's one of the funnier things ever. I think John Halliburton would destroy him.
Well, until Cat came off the court and just wholesale beat his ass because he's an older man.
I don't know that Cat's got it in him to just straight up hit an old man and John Halliburton. Giannis didn't.
Well, because Giannis has...
Giannis grabbed Mathurin's head like it was a bowling ball, but he didn't even think about touching John Halliburton.
He is a... that's because he respects his elder. He's European.
In a way that Cat doesn't, apparently.
Europeans view violence a little different than us Americans. We're a little more punchy-punchy.
Tell that to the Jokic brothers.
Okay, that's Eastern. That's Eastern European.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm talking about Mediterranean Europeans who are... there's a different style of life here. Eastern European dudes, it's just... They thrive on Siberia type temperatures. Come on, that's not even. And that's just a ridiculous. A prominent TikToker attempted a 24x24x24x24 challenge. 24 cheeseburgers, 24 beers, and hike 24 miles on the Pacific Crest Trail and do it all in 24 hours.
Oh.
Doesn't this sound like the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
And apparently this guy's like doing Tough Mudders all the time or like the super like guys at some point it's not like look at how much I take care of myself. It's you just have a different will to die than I do.
So I do like, I do at some
me
point.
Me eating a lot of sugar and you doing triads. Yeah. Same thing. Right, we're both covering up some pain with going way too far in one direction.
I do want to at some point try the 999, the 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
That I could crush. The problem is,
if you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Could I stop at 9 beers?
I don't know that I could get 9 hot dogs.
But here's the problem with doing this.
I could eat 4 easily.
24
cheeseburgers. I'm pushing myself, maybe 6.
24
7?
Cheeseburgers and 24 beers while hiking.
We got 24 hours.
Squatting.
So, no, you got 24 hours. So he's going to do one beer an hour, and so that it'll take it out of its system in the one beer, 1 hour in the time that it goes through, right? So,
oh, see, I'd do 4 beers every 4 hours.
At no point will he actually be tipsy at all. Basically, he's going to use the beer as the water. The hard part about this is doing the 24 cheeseburgers while then also not wanting to take a nap.
While also, I mean, you got to get some water in there.
Did he do it or is he just talking about doing it?
He fell short. He was not able to complete the 24 by 24 by 24 by 24 challenge. And
how short did he fall? Reasons.
Did not say in the thing. I read it on Bro Bible. Did not say how far. But he documented it. And at some point, I think he just gave up. Yeah. Well, like a coward.
That's kind of the hero we need in these type of stories, isn't it?
Omaha! I don't know. Real hero would have completed the journey. That's just me.
Yeah, the beer part is just, that's just water at that point. That's just water.
Beer, as we found out yesterday, beer does dehydrate you. So you would also need like a pretty heavy duty electrolyte. So you're not losing your necessary minerals in your body.
I would have assumed he would do the beer and then also have like a Gatorade or a water or something like that. And then just kind of make that his whole deal throughout the entire stretch. Oh. The burger part.
What are you chasing with?
The burger part is what seems impossible. 24 burgers in 24 hours?
Yeah, we have to figure out the quality of burgers. I think he just did like the cheeseburgers from McDonald's. Just so like just the single patty
the
cheeseburgers, which are like mini cheeseburgers now.
Still a lot. Shador Sanders has called out another lie about buying a $500,000 Rolls Royce. Both Shador and Dion have both called this a lie. Dove Kleiman was the one initially putting it out there and suggesting USA Today has run with it. Everyone's ran with the idea that Shador bought and spent his whole rookie signing bonus, the $500,000, on this Rolls Royce. He believes this is something necessary to comment on and say, no, I did not buy any sort of car with that money.
All right. So one, I don't really believe Dion or Shador because I don't know that they're always. And I feel like they're smart enough to know you don't always have to be 100% honest. I think Dion's really cagey and it's kind of what makes him fun to cover. That being said, why would you care?
Yeah, I don't know why people would care either. I think people would look at it like it's almost irresponsible with the money, but he's made $10 to $12 million, and if he wants to buy a $500,000 car, is that the most financially sound advice I could ever give the young man? No, not that he's asking for it, but who cares? It's his money.
I get super annoyed at people who then judge the kid for doing that. I'm a little annoyed at Shador's defensiveness.
You know, I don't know that it was defensiveness. I think he just said another lie and that was it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's kind of defensive, right?
It's in denying it.
Yeah, like who cares?
Well, I kind of wondered why both of them actually commented on it, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's...
This seems like the type of story you would just kind of let go, and it was what it was.
Yeah, it's a weird battle to pick. But that being said, he's like 22. Of course he's going to buy something with it. There's just so much of, like... This story really does, when people get mad at players for doing this, it's just a reminder that we just can't relate to that young and the kind of money that kid is going to have at that young, or really any young football player has, right? Like, I would never buy a $500,000 car with a $500,000 signing bonus. I wouldn't buy a $100,000 car with a $500,000 signing bonus. I'm also not a replenishing fund of money that comes out of nowhere, which is what happens, because it's not just about what you make. Pro football players have a myriad of different ways to make even more money than that.
Yeah, I mean, his Instagram alone makes him enough to go ahead and buy this car if he wanted.
Same.
Yeah, same. I hear that about you.
Omaha! Big on the gram, they say. A Michigan father and a 12-year-old son were bow fishing in a marsh when they say they had a frightening run-in with Bigfoot. And it turns out Bigfoot dropped out of a tree. The family dog went to buck up at Bigfoot.
I love dogs in these type of stories. Like, you ever seen Dogs Against Bears and the dogs chase? I saw them one the other day. His dog chased a bear up the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
The stones on that dog.
Yeah, my dog would not do that. Mongo would just be like, Dad, it's your fight. So Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization investigator Matthew Moneymaker commented that after two phone calls with the father-son, he's confident this was Bigfoot.
I thought someone already copped to creating Bigfoot and that was it.
No.
Bigfoot's... Like, so many years ago, I thought somebody came up with we created the idea of Bigfoot and it's all been a lie.
No.
And then everyone has just kind of just gone along with not believing that.
Because Bigfoot is just another thing from the Yeti the Bigfoot mythology goes all the way back to Native times, things written on the wall.
Oh, I could have swore somebody tried.
Really bad synopsis of.
Oh, there we go. 1958. This guy named Ray Wallace claimed to have. This is the first guy to claim to have found Bigfoot.
Okay.
It was. I don't know. Some guy in the 50s, I guess, came up with the idea.
Yeah. Would you want to come face to face with Bigfoot?
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't. No, I have no chance. If we were talking a real Bigfoot, I have no chance.
There's a part of me that hopes there's a Harry and the Hendersons kind of situation. Like, he'd be afraid at first, and he'd be intimidating, and then he'd smell, me messing myself, and he'd be like, "This guy's okay," and then we'd just be bros.
Would he touch your face and be like? Does Bigfoot speak English in this world?
Or I don't think so.
What is Bigfoot? I mean, if he's not around people.
He's pretty isolated.
He's not around people. How is he ever going to learn English?
I don't know. That's a really good point. I don't think he does. He just kind of grunts.
Bigfoot found a radio at some point and is just a big Cardinals fan. He got KMOX.
Big P1 to 92.3 The Fan.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think I'm Bigfoot in Michigan, Lions fan. Wrong. He actually grew up in the country and then just my job took him up to Michigan. Happens to a lot of people.
Classic Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, man, we are really at the end of this one.
Yeah, we are.
No, I would totally want to see Bigfoot.
I would not.
Why?
I want nothing that if I speak to it, it has no idea what I'm going to how to respond back to me. So that includes a lot of animals in this equation.
I was going to say.
I don't want
to. Yeah, that's most animals.
If there's no reason that can be had, I think I'm pretty good. I've escaped a lot of different bar fights and stuff like that because I can just talk. I can just talk and be like, you don't want to do this. Nobody wants to fight here. Let's not have this. I can't do that with a bear. I can't do that with Bigfoot. I can't be like, hey, listen, you don't want to do this right now. You got more to live for, Bigfoot. No, Bigfoot can just snap.
I think Bigfoot would be an easier fight than a bear because a bear has claws, whereas Bigfoot just has, monkey paws. I just kicked the guy square in the skips. Just tee off
he never saw it coming.
Phil Dawson.
He just never saw it coming.
Be like, hands up, I don't want to do this. And then as soon as he gets close, you just kick him right in the pillbox.
Would Bigfoot know to naturally cover the pillbox?
No.
Because he's not around people at all. So he wouldn't see it coming.
Going for the genitalia, so he's not used to it. He's not used to something. Pam, right there.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw the youngest kid behind just so you can get a better.
Well, naturally. You don't have to be the fastest person in the world. You just have to be fastest than the youngest kid.
That was. All right. That went to a couple places there. 216-474-0092. Would you want to meet Bigfoot? And if true, this would be a big return for the Browns to the pre-Stefanski era. We'll see if that's true. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.